We have this assessment of Monday's planting intentions report from DTN senior analyst Darren Newsom.
The key numbers to me in this round of reports was, to begin with, the soybean quarterly stocks number. And yes, I know this is looking back to where we were on March 1st, but when we're dealing with USDA reports, it's almost always looking backwards. And the 992 million bushels that USDA said the U.S. had on hand as of March 1st projects now, if we just use, you know, worst case scenario for demand falling off the second half of the marketing year from September through August, we're going to be looking at an extremely tight supply and demand ending stock situation. So basically what happened in Monday's reports was that USDA finally seemed to get on board with what the soybean market has been saying for over a year. I thought that was an interesting development. The other number that everyone seems to be talking about is corn acreage, the corn prospective plantings number. Now, to me, it's a meaningless number, but it does lay the groundwork for what could happen if weather doesn't cooperate. I think we came in at something like 91.7 million acres. The pre-report estimate coming in was 92.9 million acres. So this is a lower number, and it could still be changed by what happens with the weather over the coming weeks. Maybe we see a little bit more if weather finally clears up and then farmers can get in the fields and plant and so on. Or maybe we push planting back further and further and we don't get the full 91.7. Maybe it's closer to 90 million acres when all said and done. So to me, the key number was quarterly stocks of beans, with the corn prospective plantings kind of taking a back seat.
Stay tuned as we will have more from Darren as he takes a closer look at the Southeast region in particular in coming reports. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.